For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A new FBI investigation has begun into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh after Republican Jeff Flake said he wouldn't vote to confirm him until he learned more about Christine Blasey Ford's sexual assault accusations against him.
Glad they responded quickly and said that they could do it, and that will help. So the quicker we can get started, the quicker we can move ahead.
Flake's announcement came just hours after a confrontation with a woman who says she was sexually assaulted. The man, Ford says, was in the room during the attack, says he'll cooperate if his answers are kept confidential. Kavanaugh denies the accusations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
A Fox News contributor has been fired over tweets about Christine Blasey Ford, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Fox News contributor Kevin Jackson referred to Brett Kavanaugh's female accusers as, quote, lying skanks in a series of tweets on Thursday, which led to his immediate termination by Fox News. The network said in a statement issued on Thursday, quote, his comments on today's hearings were reprehensible and do not reflect the values of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Indonesian media say at least 384 people have been killed after a powerful earthquake and tsunami hit central Indonesia. The BBC's Rebecca Henschke is in Palu.
The tsunami has hit the area. Casualty figures are still unclear. Telecommunications to the region has been cut off. They're sending in rescue teams to get a clearer picture of what's taken place here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Russia's foreign minister is denouncing accusations that Moscow was interfering in other countries' affairs. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Sergei Lavrov, speaking through an interpreter at the UN, says the U.S. and West are uninterested in cooperation.
We hear loud statements that not only call into question the legal validity of international treaties, but also declare the priority of self-serving unilateral approaches over the decisions taken in the framework of the United Nations.
Lavrov also accused the West of using political blackmail, economic pressure, and raw force to prevent other nations becoming global rivals. He says U.S.-Russia relations are bad, probably at their all-time low. He also announced that Moscow has started delivering S-300 air defense systems to Syria's government in response to an Israeli airstrike September 17th that mistakenly shot down a Russian military reconnaissance plane. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Some members of the GOP are looking into regulating sports betting. With more, here's USA's Tim Berg.
House Republicans say they strongly favor new federal regulations on sports gambling after the Supreme Court allowed states to open sports books. At a hearing of a House Judiciary Subcommittee, GOP members said that they were concerned advertisements and online gambling platforms could target minors, and they said they also feared the potential for game fixing. No word on how Democrats feel regarding regulating the sportsbook industry. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.